this episode of Pod Soup. More sex advice from some people who should have VIP spots on Santa's naughty list. A heartfelt celebrity eulogy. We'll pile drive you down to Wrestling Town and some well-needed racism. Don't worry if you've already been turned off by this episode. Just remember that you got it for free. All this, starting right now. One hell of an introduction. As an audience, you need to appreciate when an introduction goes well. It can kill the vibe of a show right off the bat if it's done wrong. Don't believe me? Then listen how the men of the military set off an IED to their introduction in their latest episode of Two Bored Vets.
You're gonna have to cut through that stuff with a knife to get to your computer, man.
It's ridiculous. I've been crying all night and my boobs are so tender right now. Oh no. Oh, I shouldn't have said that when I was recording.
Oh, it's too late, buddy. Too late.
Oh, cue the music.
Just goes to show you, don't take that siren for granted. Anyway, hello, everyone. I am Scott Van Zandt, your host. Make sure to subscribe to Pod Soup on iTunes or check us out. I suppose you could check us out on the very unfinished and unkempt page on Podomatic. Send me an email at podsoup, P-O-D-S-O-U-P, at gmail.com, and perhaps I'll read your emails during a show, like I will now. This one comes from Pink in Pretty in Cali. Hot picture, Scott, but why is it in sepia tone? Oh, I think that one's posted on Podomatic. And why don't you have a Twitter account? Well, Pretty in Pink in Cali, thank you very much. The photo you speak of, as I mentioned, is in sepia tone because it was taken in the 1800s. If it wasn't for old Emmett Brown, I wouldn't be here today. As for a Twitter account, I'm working on it, and I should have it going on after the next show. Another email here from Josh Mosh 800372. Do you have permission to use the clips of other shows like this? Well, Josh Mosh 800372, if you're too lazy to come up with an email handle that isn't so generic that Google has to put a million numbers after it to make it valid, I assume you're going to be too lazy to look up the U.S. copy law, Title 17, Chapter 1. I'll give you a quick summary of what it says, though. It states, fuck you, yes I can. Finally, I'll read one from Jars Diego XX. Jars Diego writes, how about some pro wrestling podcast clips? Well, Jars Diego XX, if you're sitting around watching pro wrestling with a passion and emailing me telling me to listen to clips of wrestling podcasts so you can hear even more of it, then I'm guessing the two X's at the end of your email name is a mark for each time you've seen a woman's pussy in your life. And one probably still counts the day you were born. I don't watch wrestling, so it's hard for me to listen to the podcasts and get clips from them. But as a loyal host to my fans, I'll give it a try. I've picked up some clips this last week, and we'll review them, and we'll do a segment later in this show. But first, we're moving on to the end of February, and everyone is aware that this is a historic month for America. That's right. I refer to Philip Seymour Hoffman, being sober for almost an entire month now. I must admit, I never really followed any of his work. For a proper eulogy, then, I must pass the buck on this one. I feel that the quality of this man, his namesake as a father, and the legacy that he will leave behind must be left to another who is more qualified to speak about these matters than me. For this, I give a moment of silence and the floor to a man who's been in the media for over 20 years and has a much better understanding of Mr. Hoffman's work than I do. So, for the eulogy of this episode, I pass the mic to Mr. Michael Savage.
The worship of Philip Seymour Hoffman, drug addict. I'm sick of it. He's a junkie, a selfish junkie. Instead of taking care of his children, he put a needle in his arm. Instead of going to his children on Saturday night, he went and took money out of the ATM machine and bought 50 or 70 bags of heroin. 70 bags of heroin. And wound up with a needle in his arm. I don't care how good he was in the movies. Why do you worship actors? Why do you worship those morons just because they're an actor? Why does this nation worship actors? Philip Seymour Hoffman was a junkie. But his death is being sold as a tragedy. What tragedy? The tragedy is that he was a selfish narcissist who preferred heroin over his own family. You want to talk about tragedy? How about those three kids growing up without this father? Because daddy wanted to shoot up.
Ah. Well, I guess February is also Black History Month. We could celebrate that. We'll try and find time at the end of the show. And if we don't happen to get to it, well, just remember that there's always Black Friday in November.
That may be a little bit racist, Scott.
No, it's not, Vicky. It's a simple, harmless joke. I know racism when I hear it, and I don't tolerate such speech. That's right. I'm a regular civil rights soldier. You won't hear me pondering the idea of renaming the show to something which could be interpreted as a racist title. Or, in the middle of a show, making a segment to call an ex-girlfriend to prove to everyone that I actually dated a half-African-American girl at one time long ago. Nope, I don't have to do that. That's what we have Toby Turner for.
What do you want to talk about, Dan? This is your show.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me on. What's the name of the show? Can I help you with that?
We've got a few ideas, but okay.
Into the Whiteness.
Into the Whiteness was one. Which Toby, make of that what you will.
Toby Sucks at Podcast.
Toby Sucks at Podcast.
I like getting away from Into the Whiteness.
Oh my say that God, I endorse. I love
why?
It,
why do you say that?
I think you guys might get weird fan mail. Huh. For Into the Whiteness would maybe. Be my
okay.
Idea. Weirder even than the fan mail you've.
Pictures of I'm any kind of hate. What? I just made the connection.
The eight ball had an interesting idea,
thing.
Though.
I just made the connection. Well, of course we can't do. Oh, we should. The first guest should own. My first girlfriend was African American.
Let's talk about this.
Oh.
Oh, well, no.
She's African American. Half African American.
Okay.
She's mixed. Yep. Do you believe me?
Sure.
I will call her right now.
All right. Yeah. Let's do that. Can we record the conversation?
I don't know.
Can the potties?
Can she complain about
those people?
She'll be all right. She'll love it. She loves hearing my
voice.
Can
the listeners hear your call?
I don't know. I'll just put it on speaker.
Speakerphone?
Yeah, speakerphone. That's how we'll do it.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my Lord. Oh, hold on. Ready? Hold on.
I want to hear more about the not smelling.
Okay.
That's what I do.
Answer the phone right now.
She's doing laundry or something.
When was the last time you called her, out of curiosity?
I don't want to talk about it.
That's just a podcast. We don't need to talk about it.
Hey, guys. Andrea. Not listening to that. I'll back. I'll give you a call later. And you have good next time. Please record your message.
Shut up, robot. She told me that already. She told me to leave the message already, robot.
I can't wait to find out.
I don't care about leave a callback number. We have call ID. Andrea, there's a million people watching right now, and I just wanted to... I wanted you to say that whether I dated you or not and how long it was and how African-American you were, but I guess you're just not there. So I am going to look like a racist because my show is going to be called Into the Whiteness. I hope you're well. Oh, God.
I got to admit it, Toby. I'm a fan. I don't know why the show is a bit deranged, but within the question, therein lies the answer. Now, this month isn't just about funny racism, but it's also learning more about each other's cultures within this great society we call America. For example, I learned from the last episode of the Father Muckin' Podcast that to get a tip from a black guy, he'll want to give you one first.
Yeah, because people getting over to everybody want a tip now for doing their goddamn job.
Right.
Every store you go in is a tip bucket.
Yeah. I'm not tipping everybody. I'll tip the wait because you know what my
I didn't know you had to tip a massage.
Nobody tips me at the get off stage.
I didn't know you had to do that.
Was there a happy ending involved?
No, there wasn't. Yeah, no, when I got, this was like when I was in high school, my father was like, oh, do you want to get, we were in nice like Scottsdale, Arizona. He was like, you get a massage. It was like, he was like, give me, you know, it was like $100 massage. I was like, okay, great. And then when I left it and he was like, oh, how much did you tip? I was like, what? I was like, didn't you say this massage costs $100?
How about you give him a raise if you're concerned about his fucking tip?
I know. I was just like, jeez. I was like,
your pop should have warned you, though.
He should have told me, because I was like, I had no idea.
Did she suck your dick?
No, she didn't.
Well, she don't get no tip.
Get a tip of this dick.
Yep. Well, just to make things fair, let's top it off with a little racism towards the whiteys as well.
But long story short, they never gave me the money. Right. Right. And like, and then by the end of the night, the one, like, so actually the other thing the other person said
nothing,
was,
man.
The other person said, and I couldn't believe this one, they said, stop playing like you ain't got money.
Oh,
that
so
person
they were
was
black. Comics,
that person
huh?
was black.
They were black comics?
Some ignorant black
people. I love that Vessi's not answering.
But you know what? But to me,
ignorant
hey, listen,
black people think all white people got money.
We do. And the thing, well, because here's what the thing is, people get confused when.
You white. You just come with money.
Well, the thing is, they get
born
with
money.
You know what it is?
A white bum? How?
Remember Chris Rock said
no that? Need for that.
Yeah, Chris Rock said his mom used to look at white bums and be like, ain't no need for that.
But
you
but
a
suit, thing, Harris,
you a suit away from a job.
Nah. Well, that's a good February for you. Anyway, getting back to the emails that I received this last week, I actually received quite a few from girls saying that they liked the sex segment clips from the last podcast. So, to my understanding, girls are wanting to hear more about sadism and threesomes, while guys are wanting to hear more about greased up other guys rolling around fighting each other. I knew this would happen. Welcome to Obama's America. Anyway, we're going to take a halftime break, and then we're going to attempt to do a pro wrestling segment. If you tune out now, trust me, nobody will blame you.
Good evening. How can I help you? Hello?
I'm tired. I'm so tired of pretending like my life isn't perfect and bitching and just winning.
It isn't. Your life is all fucked up. Your life's a disaster.
People are so, you know, mystified by this odyssey that refuses to stop.
Listen, dude, I'm working. Call somebody else that gives a fuck, all right? I'm working hard right now. I can't help you.
Like in baseball, the scoreboard doesn't lie. Never has.
Listen.
Yeah.
You want me to connect you to one of my managers?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna answer the phone again.
Deal with it.
Deal with it?
Yeah.
I'll fucking punch you in your face, motherfucker.
Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls.
Okay. How about you deal with this? Good evening. How can I help you?
Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge, because, you know?
You want a challenge? Listen,
yeah.
Motherfucker. Meet me on the corner right now.
Because I have real fame. They have nothing. They have zero.
You know what? Guess what? Your mother's naked on the pole upstairs.
More
swinging her squat around the pole right now. She's a disgrazia just like you, loser.
Quit panicking. No panic, no judgment.
How big is your cock? Like 2 inches?
Yeah.
2 inches? That's
yeah.
What your mother told me.
Because I will not waste my precious time on such ridiculous nonsense.
What a fucking loser you are.
Well, here we go with our wrestling segment. What a rush. Welcome to the first ever Podsuit Pro Wrestling segment. First order of business, canceling the Podsuit Pro Wrestling segment. I know that there is a following to this all-American pastime of fake violence and predetermined outcomes. But I don't know what the fuck these people are talking about. I don't watch pro wrestling. But I was recommended to the Wrestling Compadres podcast. It was a bit frustrating listening to them because I didn't know any of the wrestlers' names they were mentioning, and I didn't know any of the events in which they were referencing. But aside from that, there was just something else that rubbed me the wrong way about these guys. I can't describe it, and I can't really put my finger on what it is, But, you know, just take a listen to a few clips here and see if you pick up on the same vibe that I did.
Except at the side of his mouth.
And that hair.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm not one to talk about funky hair, but that is some funky hair,
y'all.
Are
you jealous, Dale?
It is not jealousy. But Sean had other ideas.
And then this is pre-screw job, I believe, correct?
Apparently Ambrose was the whipping boy last night. Apparently he took finishers from pretty much everyone in the chamber match. So.
And I hope they all stay safe, because that chamber does not forgive anything. At least we know his fave five was this one guy. He's just incredible. Like I said, I got to do a show with him like 4 years ago, and he was just going over his diet with me. I've never seen a more regimented dude who loves his diet. Just nonstop protein. Nightmare.
Oh, man. Just the strength that comes out of Cesaro.
Yeah, that was a little quick. But at the same time, though, he destroying her little minion, I think, kind of, you know, added to the story. Okay.
Apparently, MVP and Joe are really stepping their game up, kind of. I don't know how factual this is or not, but if it's true, I like it, that they kind of, on a bus ride through the UK, where there was no other people, just talent on the bus, kind of said, you know, we're going to take this to the next level.
Or no?
No, this wasn't a signing. This was like at the EW party.
So she was there just...
She was just hanging out. But maybe she was in the middle of a business. I don't know. But anyway, I tried to leave the situation, but there was a palm tree right behind me. So I just got, like, slapped in the face with the palm tree.
Well, hell yeah.
Good. And I'm just surprised that we got that on free TV.
Yep. It's a mystery. Now, moving on. One of the most challenging things about doing this podcast is the broad spectrum of show topics that we have to cover. Now, judging from the emails, with the popularity of the last sexual lifestyle clips that we played from the last show, I should have just stuck to that genre. Perhaps I could have titled the podcast Porn Soup. New episodes could have been released daily. Oh, you're thinking of doing that show now? Don't bother. Joseph Gordon-Levitt has already proved that nobody will pay money to watch someone live a life of porn addiction. So as long as we're already on this topic... Let's do it. Give me a ring-a-ling when you want some. Just give me a ring-a-ling when you want something. Give me a ring-a-ling when you want some. Now, I don't have guests on this show yet. But when I do, I will probably do a little pre-screening with the questions before I actually conduct the interview. But Dr. Dick doesn't do that on his Dr. Dick's Sex Advice podcast. And because of that, introductions happen like this.
Let's talk about you. Can you give us a little bio? Tell us lots of interesting things about yourself, where you were born and raised and schooled, and do you like muscle magazines and gladiator movies? Do you have a husband, a partner, a boyfriend, a slave, a pet? That sort of thing.
Okay. Yeah, I've been single for 2 years now. Which,
breaks my heart.
Oh, don't worry about it. It's fine. It's probably for the best. But yeah, it's probably why I feel the need to draw so much sexually charged material.
Right. Well, good for you then. Then stay single forever, if you ask me.
That show is absolutely awful. Now, moving on to the last week of the Massacast. The episode featured an interview with Miss Morgana May with the topic of BDSM, which is bondage, dominance, submission, sadism, or some shit like that. And if you're into that, this show would normally be pretty entertaining for you. But if you have a chance to listen to this particular episode, don't. The interview featured talks with a dominatrix who works as a sort of psychologist, or it's a psychologist who works as a dominatrix. It really doesn't matter. Either way, she's going to beat you down until you cry. However, this episode, the guest and host rambled on about medical theories, workplace discussions, and the constant awkward jokes by the host kept coming. Now, after suffering through this moral elocution of the holistic healing nature of BDSM, I learned that if you are a manic depressive, have emotional issues, your workplace anxiety is on the brink, or if you just can't get past your obsessive hatred of me, there is a better way to handle your issues than seeking out therapy.
And so many of the folks that I work with in BDSM are really utilizing their kink as a self-care method. It's a way that they're taking care of themselves. And a part of that might be taking care of, like, a marginalized sexual identity or a fundamental, you know, sort of sense of self that's not well represented in mainstream culture, and that can be very alienating. But then a part of it is just that, like, you know, the physical act, the emotional act of engaging in a kinky exchange has the same therapeutic benefits that others might find in taking a run or doing a yoga class or going to therapy.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you can cancel that next Bikram session you had planned. But how does the host deal with his issues? Well, he explains that his wife knows him all too well, and she has figured out the perfect remedy for him.
Sod will do this thing sometimes if I'm really super stressed, or I don't know what it is, but there's sometimes something is going on in my brain or in my eyes. Sod sees that, and she will say, "Do you need a beating right now?"
Aside from that, this episode was boring, long-winded, and generally should have just been filed under the business or self-help genres instead of sexual interests. But fuck it, I'll probably continue to listen in anyway. Moving on, here's another nerd alert.
Yeah, there's like a buttload of gangs at this school. This one gang kept wanting me to join because I'm pretty good with the bow staff.
Now we have a good podcast follow-up for you today. On the last episode of Pod Soup, we played a clip of Ice-T discussing how his next job is doing some voice work for a Dungeons & Dragons audiobook. I don't blame him. It's probably the biggest payday he's had in quite some time. I mean, let's face it, even this podcast is probably getting bigger download numbers than Copkiller. So after laying down some Lizard Folk lyrics and Rust Monster raps for the D&D publishers, he made the mistake of making fun of the genre on his last podcast, which we played clips of on the last episode of Pod Soup. Now, following this, the Legion of Geeks banded together and let him know their disappointment in his statements against their mythical realm. Where even there, a little fairy dust and hypnotic spells couldn't even get these people laid. So how did hardcore Ice-T retaliate? Did he tell them all that he's a ghetto rapper and he'll never leave his roots of gangster rap? No. Did he tell them all he'd take them on one by one and told the first hater to step on up? No. Did he tell them all to go past the southern border of the magic world and for 25 mana points, you could probably pay to watch a pixie fuck a Pegasus? No. But now after I said that, I'm a little distracted thinking about it. Anyway, what he did was, I guess, on a level, a little cooler in its own way. Ice-T apologized and became a fan.
But I want to give a special shout out to all the Dungeons and Dragons people that came in since the last podcast because of my explanation of doing a Dungeons and Dragons book, and y'all have been phenomenal. I mean, I'm watching y'all on Twitter. It's nothing but love. And let me clarify something. When I said I did the Dungeons and Dragons book, don't get it twisted. I didn't say I didn't like it. I just said it was difficult. You know what I'm saying? I have nothing against Dungeons and Dragons, geeks or nerds. I tell you, I just hate dumb fucks, okay? So I went to do it. Now, think about it. What wouldn't Ice-T like about a dungeon or a motherfucking dragon? That shit sounds dope to me. So I'm not that familiar with it, but I'm becoming more familiar every day, and I'm definitely going to play a game. I want to be a dungeon master. People actually told me I should start my own game. I think I'm going to call it Basements and Gangsters or Ghettos and Gangsters or something like that and do it similar to this because it seems really cool. But when I said it was difficult, that's what I was talking about. You know, reading it was difficult. Let me explain to you some of the other things I had to do during the reading of this book. I had to act out all the characters' voices, Mick.
Oh, you act out. How many characters was it?
There's like five characters. There's like three women. Imagine that. Then two other guys that are jumping around, flying around on horses. Then I had to be the voice of the sword, but the sword talks in the motherfucker's head. So I got to be a voice of like a conscience.
Right.
And then all these motherfuckers decide they want to have conversations. And people are like, oh, well, the words aren't that hard. Dude, the main motherfucker's name is Trizzt, like T-R-I-Z-Z-Z-T, Dur Odin. All right? Trizdur Odin. Okay? Now, when the other person talks to him, they don't go, A, they say, and they say their name before, like if I'm going to talk to you, I'll say, and Mick Benzo, I'd like to tell you this. And you go, and Ice-T. It's like trying to read an entire animated feature, but you're all the voices and you're trying to do it in line as it happens. And I was losing my motherfucking mind, man.
So Ice-T has embraced his new geek following, even titling his latest podcast, Don't Hate the Playa, Hate the Mage. Actually pretty clever. Good for you, Ice. And if Ice-T wanted to become even more affiliated with the fantasy card gaming culture, he could just join up with the crew of the Nerd Poker Podcast. This is a podcast starring comedian Brian Posehn. Now, he's an established comedian, and after having stand-up comedy specials, landing roles in television shows, and being on a bunch of talk shows like Conan O'Brien, Brian Posehn and his friends have decided to start up a podcast. Should be pretty good, right? Wrong. This has turned out to be a huge mistake. This show is fucking awful. It is unlistenable. What I can't figure out is they have a sponsor. What awful things do these people make the one female cast member do for the sponsor on a nightly basis to continue to receive funding for this? The content they deliver is background noise of them playing a fantasy card game together and discussing it. In the last episode, after about 25 minutes of getting us up to date on what has happened in their epic quests in lands that are not real, with characters printed on trading cards they pretend to be, they give us the lowdown on where they currently stand.
And who's... So wait, what's... we're going to roll, just so the listeners know, too, what's everyone's... we'll do it actually first. Blackie, what's your hit point situation?
I have 12.
Okay.
But then again, I'm also flying as fast as I can with a movement rate of 18.
Yep, yep.
And I have a shield up.
Yeah, the shield is we'll talk about that in a sec. It's going to be good.
The shield decapitated us all.
I do have an armor class of 2.
Uh huh.
Just so you know.
Wow.
Wait, how many hit points do you have?
33
from Bart.
I have 35.
I got 33 as well.
33. So we're all
20.
Okay, so the two magic users of the softer ones. Okay, so now it's good that you were moving quickly.
Jesus Christ. The only thing that's going to be moving quickly is this fucking MP3 file into my desktop recycle bin. Come on now, Brian Posehn. You're a professional comedian, and this podcast is a fucking disaster. Rappel down from Castle Grayskull, wherever the fuck your character's at, and put together something entertaining and funny. Now what's the plan going to be, huh?
Well, I like the plan of rappelling down from somewhere else, but I also like the plan of maybe a ranged weapon.
Kill yourself. Let's check out some news. Jamie Coots, the pastor of the Full Gospel Tabernacle in Jesus' Name, in Middlesboro, Kentucky, was handling a rattlesnake during a church service, when he was bitten on his right hand while filming a reality series called Snake Salvation, where he handled venomous snakes. Now, according to Jamie, these pastors believe that to take up serpents, quote-unquote, is a form of religious expression. I can only assume they refer to Mark 16:18, King James edition. So let's see how far faith gets him this week when he decides to toss around a viper in front of a shouting crowd for religious purposes.
And a Kentucky minister and star of the reality show Snake Salvation has died from a rattlesnake bite. Pastor Jamie Coots, you see him here, refused medical treatment after the bite, saying that he trusted God to heal him one more time.
Well, I guess he should have just stuck with playing with his trouser snake instead. And I can't think of a better way to end the show than on that note. So, we are finished. Follow us on iTunes. Subscribe. Email me if you want, podsoup@gmail.com. Thank you, Virtual Wiki, even though you didn't do shit this week. And remember, All of the essential elements to sustain human life include calcium, chloride, chromium, copper, iodine, iron, magnesium, phosphorus, potassium, selenium, sodium, and zinc. And there's one place where all of them exist together in harmony. That's alcohol, folks. Cheers. See you next show.